Aircheckdownloads.com.
Britain's favorite radio one.
Oh, la, 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 hello, little ones. How are you doing? Oh. Ah. Woo.
Good morning from Radio 1. It's Tuesday, 18th of July.
Across the UK, yep. Britain's favorite radio one.
A speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look up in the sky, it's a bird,
it's a plane.
There is only
Adrian John.
Radio One, commercial free.
Dictation in force in Afghanistan.
Pet Shop Boys and It's All Right. Hello there. Hi, okay. Thank you.
That was 20 years. The BBC is very, very, very grateful that you all made it along this morning. You know, because we've got lots of records, yeah. And Flash is doing it.
Radio 1 Travel News.
Starting off with a message from the BBC Travel Unit for drivers using the A2 in Kent. An accident has temporarily blocked the A2 at the junction with Station Road, Raynham. Not likely to be completely clear till sometime after 5:30. And in the meantime, drivers are advised to seek an alternative route if possible. That's an accident temporarily blocking the A2 at the junction with Station Road in Raynham. Speaking of Raynham, let's look at the weather. Confidently predict another dry, sunny and very warm day, although cloudy weather will continue to push down across eastern coasts of Scotland and England, perhaps a few light showers. Northern Scotland will be rather cloudy with some light rain or drizzle near the coasts. Elsewhere, it promises to be mainly fine. Temperatures again reaching the high 70s. Outlook mainly fine at first. Thundery rain spreading into the south. Two-day forecast across Europe, cool and showery in the northeast, turning thundery in the far west. Just found myself lapsing into a little bit of Australian there, which is quite a coincidence, because a friend of mine just come back from Australia. This particular lady had only been out there 4 weeks, but she came back sounding like an Australian. Strange how it affects people. She says, hello, it was really nice out there, and I got lots of nice food to eat, and they're very nice people, and isn't it lovely to be home again? Strange, though. I just can't understand how only 4 weeks. You'd think, you know, I'm sure if I went out to Australia, I'd have them all sounding like me rather than me sounding like them. But that's one of those things. 7 minutes past 5.
Radio 1 FM. 1969.
With Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
More music.
Young Boys. Okay, there we are. That's by Kate Sebrano. Hey, why you know? Hey, I'm from Buffalo. Okay, I told you already about a problem on the A2 in Kent at the junction with Station Road, Raynham. It's blocked there. Not likely to be completely clear till sometime after 5:30. Give you the word when it is clear. Malcolm Dines in BBC Travel says, with the fifth one-day rail strike now underway, commuters face another miserable day, particularly in London. We'll be looking around the cities in about 10-15 minutes' time and checking out what the probable problems will be around the major cities of Britain today. One thing I would just like to say is that the last time there was a rail strike, which was last Wednesday, the bosses of the motoring organisations, or the motoring organisations themselves, said, oh, it's absolutely disgusting. Nobody was doing any car sharing at all. We saw lots of cars with only one person in it. Well, I'll tell you something. I could have, like, gone around my town this morning, knocking at every door, saying, who wants to lift in? And you've got to be kidding. 3:30 in the morning, going to London. Who wants to go to London? And I was thinking back to the road I used to live in before. I mean, everyone goes to completely different places at completely different times. You'd actually have to put an advertisement in your local paper and sort of arrange it 3 months ahead in order to arrange the very fine details. And then you've got to remember, if someone's going 5 miles from where you are working, you've got a 10-mile trip. The time it'll take to get from where you drop them off to where you work could add another 2 or 3 hours to your journey. So I can understand why we haven't seen a great deal of car sharing. But perhaps you do me a little favour. If you live near the bosses of the AA and the RAC, you know, like the people right at the top, when you see their chauffeur-driven limos coming out of their houses this morning, will you tell me how many people are in the cars? I'd be very interested to know. It's 17 minutes past five. Oh, no! Jonathan King's back again.
Hip hooray! Hip hooray! The sun has got his hat on, and he's coming out today.
Rise and shine on Radio 1. Good morning. What a party ride, it drives you wild. Adrian John, Radio 1.
Peter Gabriel and 27 minutes past five. Good morning. Welcome from all your friends here on Radio 1. I mean, there's me now. There's Simon Mayo later on doing the breakfast show from 6.30 with the wonderful Sybil Roscoe and that very hunky Rod McKenzie who's going to say good morning to you now.
Good morning to you now.
Hello, Roddy Popses. Are you okay?
I'm fine. You?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, I'm just looking through the papers here and I see the Today newspaper saying that the rail strike is off. Are they right? Are they wrong? Find out in your headlines, I suppose, coming up in a moment.
Well, I'll give you the full details soon, but in short, they're wrong.
Oh! They took a gamble, and they got it wrong. Never mind. That's a lady called June Montana, and I need your love.
Maybe you better believe it. You know what I mean? Sugar lump.
Okay, I got records coming on your way in just a moment from people like the Blow Monkeys. Also got the old Soul to Soul thing, which is on the way down, but it's still holding a very respectable position at number three on the charts at the moment. Malcolm McLaren, we got Danny Wilson, we got Kylie Minogue, her brand new single, all the way from Australia. You know where that is? Other side of the world, Robert Palmer, and we also got Waterfront. This is Radio 1, the time, 5.30. Tuesday morning, 18th of July.
Radio 1 News.
With Rod McKenzie.
Thanks, Adrian. Another national rail strike. MPs rejected the move by 51 votes to 45. That's the world at 5.31. The news continues at 6.
Radio 1.
Checkdownloads.com.